Hey, we're joined in studio this morning by Megan Roberts, the Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. They're helping to spearhead an awful lot of Christmas spirit these days. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Christmas is an important time for a lot of different reasons for folks, but with regard to the Chamber of Commerce and especially their retail members, it's a real important time to get people in the festive spirit and get them out.
It is. This time of year is one of the biggest months and seasons for our businesses and retailers especially, and you know, they're pretty community-minded, I'd say, and they like to do things for people in the community as well. So we've got all kinds of activities going on. We recently hosted our recipe walk, which brought folks in from Griswold and Audubon. I got a couple phone calls from those towns, and as well as Atlantic people. And a good way for our retailers to show off what they have, and kind of a nice warm fuzzy for them to come in and get a little sample of a recipe and take a card home for their collection. And of course, we have lots of great things coming up this weekend, too.
That recipe walk is relatively new. It's something that's not the oldest thing that we've tried, and it seems like people have responded pretty well.
You know, every year our numbers have gotten just a little bit bigger. We've tried a couple different dates. We've tried a couple different themes, and I think it's just gaining momentum. Again, it's only been around, I think, 4 or 5 years. So every year is different, and different recipes are out there, and our businesses keep to thinking that it's just getting better every time.
You bet. Well, a lot of other activities that will be going on here as we get closer to Christmas. I know a lot of those things will be coming up here very soon because folks kind of want to, a lot of organizations like to get out of the way. Those last couple of weeks toward Christmas get to be family time, and we don't like to intrude too much on those types of things. So a lot of the Christmas activities happen soon, and boy, that big Christmas parade coming up real soon here.
Really soon, and the full day is packed full of things to do. I think in the morning you can go have breakfast with Santa at Hy-Vee, take the kids out and have him get their list for Christmas. The Doe's Cookie and Candy Walk is also going on from 9 to noon on Saturday at the Elks Lodge, and that's always very popular. They run out early, and they don't even last till noon some years because they go through all those cookies so quickly. And then we also have horse-drawn wagon rides, and Santa will be at his cabin from 3 to 5 before the parade. And this year, we're having a caricature artist that'll be there, so he can do some artwork and drawings of your family if you'd like kind of a fun holiday theme or whatever you want him to put together. So.
Well, that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Full family day. You know, you can be busy all day or you can just choose one or two things to go to. At Santa's cabin, we also have popcorn and hot chocolate because it can tend to be chilly this time of year.
Really?
And then before the parade, you'll find living windows in several of the downtown merchant windows. And you'll also see the fireworks kick off everything before the lighted parade starts. And then the floats seem to get better every year, too.
And so. The fireworks beforehand.
Yes, beforehand. We kind of think that's a neat way to start things off and let people know we're getting ready to go. So it's kind of a fun way. And then Santa is the finale, so we didn't want to take his thunder.
Or create some new thunder, I guess. But it's kind of nice because sometimes it is difficult because people get done with the parade and stuff. And like those folks who are in the parade, actually, mm-hmm. don't really get to see much of the fireworks because they're already through and they're going to move their float to wherever they're going to go and things. So, yeah, it's kind of nice. That way everybody gets to enjoy it.
That's right. And it's not a big fireworks show by any means, but they sure are pretty above the lights in the downtown and above the depot. They're fired off right behind thanks to the Atlantic Fire Department. And we really appreciate that. And we think it just adds that neat little touch for Atlantic Christmas to set it off from what other communities do too.
You kind of hinted around there too that you get some pretty neat floats. I think this is one of those parades where I think folks really do get a chance to get out and be creative.
They do. You know, only thing we require is that they have lights, and it's a lighted parade, so we want more lights and we want it to be fantastic in the dark. And you know, we had a pontoon boat last year that was decorated up with lights, and I think it was just a family that put it together. It's fun to put something like that together. It doesn't necessarily have to be for a business. It can just be for fun. So,
well, and you kind of lied there. You said we only have one rule. There's another rule.
I guess there's another rule. No Santas.
Yeah,
we
don't want fake Santas because no. The real Santa's at the end.
That's right. And we have a pretty strong tradition for Santa Claus here in Atlantic, and we like to keep it that way. And so it may seem a little harsh, but you know, we haven't ever really had a whole lot of negative feedback from that. And the real Santa's at the end of the parade, and the kids really enjoy seeing him. And we, again, don't want to ruin that. You're right.
Absolutely. Is there still time for folks to elect their favorite Scrooge candidate to be the Grand Marshal?
There is. The Scrooge contest is going on until Friday, and you can donate your food items directly to that candidate, or you can even bring them down to the depot if you'd like and just tell us which candidate you'd like it to go to. Cash donations are welcome as well. The food pantry can sure use both kinds. There are a lot of food items come in this time of year, but it doesn't always stretch out for the full year. So the cash comes in handy for some of those paper good items that don't get donated as often. in. And then the candidate that has the most in their total will be the Grand Marshal at the parade on Saturday night. You know, every year, Eleanor Hoover, our coordinator, has been able to raise more funds than the year before. And so we're hoping to see that happen again this year. I know several Scrooge candidates have different contests going on. I know Janet Kappel's giving away a free lighted Christmas tree to someone who donated an item for her. So just check out what each of those candidates has to offer and make your donation.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's not the most important part of it. The most important part is raising donations for the food pantry to help out those who might otherwise go without during the Christmas season.
That's right. You know, they did 75 families got a box during Thanksgiving this year with a turkey and some goods for their dinner. And they plan to do hams for Christmas. And every season they try and do something like that. But there are also people who visit on a weekly basis. And they've seen their numbers increase this last year because of the economy downturn and things just haven't been picking up like we'd hoped. So, you know, the food pantry is in definite need of support, and that's what it is all about. And the Scrooge contest just kind of brings a little fun into it and kind of helps get that food raised and the money raised for them to keep going.
Well, I think when we think of the homeless and the hungry and those who are without, oftentimes we think of third world countries far, far away, but there's plenty of that that goes on right here close to home. So make sure you keep those folks in your prayers and help them out as best you can. The Scrooge contest is a great way to do that. Also, the activities not just limited to this week and then this weekend. I assume the kids are still going to have their shot at visiting with Santa?
Oh, yes. Santa is in his cabin on Thursday nights from 5:30 to 7 all the way up till Christmas Eve, and then Saturdays from 1:30 to 3:30, and that's even on Christmas Eve. And so we really hope that you bring your children out. Bryman's Interiors redecorated the inside of the cabin this year. It is gorgeous and very whimsical and fun, and they're also giving away little ornaments for the parents. So the kids get popcorn and a candy cane and get to see Santa, and the parents get a little magnet with Santa Claus on it and a chance to win a couple $100 worth of money for Bryman's. And, you know, the Atlantic Rotary Club has also been a great partner in this, and they really want everyone to come out and enjoy Santa's cabin. Carriage rides will also be going on the same Saturdays that Santa will be in his cabin from 1:30 to 3:30. And we have a holiday concert coming up next weekend. So all kinds of great things. We go clear through Christmas as far as our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. Mm-hmm. We give away $100 a day for the 12 Days of Christmas to two people each day. So there are about $2,500 worth of winners in that contest. And that's a great little boost to your shopping fund, I guess I'd say.
And how do they get entered in that contest?
You know, no purchase necessary. Just go in and find one of the boxes at one of our local merchants. 12 Days of Christmas is what you're looking for, and they're bright green and red and easy to spot. So,
okay, real easy. Just do that, and you might have a better Christmas than you thought.
That's right.
Free money at Christmas time?
No,
really?
One's going to complain.
Even Santa doesn't do that well. Well, very good. Well, Christmas is always a fun time. You enjoy the Christmas season?
I love the Christmas season. You know, my boys are just at the age where they're really fun to watch. And, you know, every time the lights come on at Grand Lighting, Hank, my oldest, gets really excited because he knows that's when Santa's in town. And it's just a fun time for family bonding and just warm fuzzies all year long. So,
well, I know, Megan, here this last weekend, Saturday was dubbed as a small business Saturday. Mm-hmm. That folks were trying. There's always so much focus on the malls and huge shopping centers and online and all that other stuff, you know, during the holiday season. But it's the small businesses that really make this country continue mm-hmm. to plug forward. And sometimes, you know, they can be forgotten in all that rush and hype and whatever else. But I think there was a lot of focus last weekend. I think a lot of small businesses did pretty well. But, you know, it takes more than just one Saturday to make everybody succeed.
That's right. There is an importance to keeping your small local businesses in mind when you're shopping. A lot of things are offered here that are offered in the city, and it's not an hour-long drive to get there. We always ask that folks check here first. You know, do a little bit more than you did last year. Doesn't mean you have to shop everything here in Atlantic, but sure, give it a try and maybe do 5% more than you did last year, and that boosts our local economy. You know, the tax revenues stay here. The dollars turn around here more than going out of town and never seeing those monies again. So we do really hope people keep that in mind. And even if it's just a gift certificate, you know, sometimes a restaurant here in town might have, you know, a gift certificate for a pie that you might want to give a family member, or you can pick up Atlantic cash and those dollars stay here within our community. That is an important thing to keep in mind, and I know our businesses appreciate it. And they don't do all these activities just trying to get your dollars. They do them because they care about our community, and if you're supporting them, they're supporting you as well.
Well, and it doesn't take a whole lot of effort to make that happen either. Think of all the gas. You know how expensive gas is. Think of all the gas you waste driving place to place to find everything. When, you know, if you're addicted to the mall, Think of, for just taking it as an example, the downtown shopping area is kind of like a mall. It just doesn't have a roof.
It is. And, you know, there's not a business in town that takes probably more than 5 minutes to get to if you're really on the trip. So if you think about 15 minutes in traffic in the city to get to the furniture store, you know, here it's only a couple minutes and it's right on the edge of town. And there's a couple other great places to stop while you're out there. So there's all kinds of things to do, all kinds of businesses to patronize. And I think they have some unique things to offer, too. They're not the same things you find in every big box store. There's a lot of different unique items here in Atlantic that you can't get anywhere else.
Well, and you could park somewhere at a mall and walk from 7th Street all the way down to the depot just to get to the building. So.
You could.
And nothing sours the holiday spirit more than having to fight huge crowds of people trying to get what you want, and then you can't find somebody who can answer your questions and help you when you need the help.
And you know who they are, or you know their family. You know, we get great service here in Atlantic for the most part, and I think that our businesses are really conscious of that as far as a small community trying to offer that. So they'll go out of their way to help you find what you need, especially this time of year. And they're busier than they usually are, but they're not too busy to help. So
very good. Well, we hope they're really busy this time of the year and hope there's a lot of activity, especially this weekend, this Saturday. Lots of stuff going on during the day leading up to the big fireworks display, followed by the grand Christmas parade, the lighted Christmas parade. Always a lot of fun. Megan, thanks a lot for the time and the organizational efforts here, and good luck.
Thanks.